New Zealand today unveiling their new cabins. This is we got a new business premier luxe suite. Luxe, I hate that word. New business premier seat. And we got a thing called Skynest. It all arrives 2024. The Air New Zealand Chief Customer and Sales Officer Leanne Garrity is with us. Morning.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm well indeed. Fair to suggest all of this is long overdue?
Well, it has taken us 5 years to unveil the new product, but we've done extensive design hours and customer research, so we're absolutely sure that we've got a product that our customers are going to love.
How extensively is it going to be rolled off across the network? I hate it when you get on a new plane, the next trip you get on an old plane.
Yep, so these products will come through on our new aircraft, which are due to be delivered in 2024, and we will also be refitting our 787 fleet. So the products will be available across the entire 787 fleet.
So mainly long-haul, less Tasman?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really designed for those ultra-long-haul routes. So you'll find the product firstly going into places like New York, Houston, Chicago, and then, of course, it will be rolled out across the rest of our long-haul network.
How much demand is there for the front end of the plane these days?
Actually, demand for the front end is quite high, Mike. So as we're emerging out of COVID and borders are reopening, we're seeing heightened demand for our premium cabins. So, I think it's fair to say that people are looking for that little bit extra of luxury. They're wanting to arrive at their destination well-rested, and they're looking for a bit of privacy and space.
One of the key talking points, I guess, is going to be the Skynest thing. This, for economy people, you, as I understand, you book a bed, right? You book a bed for a period of time to sleep.
That's right. So you actually book an economy seat, and then you have the option of purchasing a session in the Skynest. So that gives you a sleep pod for a period of 4 hours. It is additional to the seat.
So I don't know. I mean, prices are all over the place at the moment, and one day they'll settle down, presumably. But if you can get to Europe, for example, for $2,000 to $3,000 economy, what's the Skynest cost you on top of that, roughly?
Yeah, so we're not actually talking pricing at the moment. As you would appreciate, the product is 2 years from coming into the fleet. So we'll be working through that over the next period and get the pricing sorted out and available to people.
Presumably, it's been brought about because of Sky Couch, which I'm assuming you will tell me has been a success.
Sky Couch has been a success, and Sky Couch is still a product offering. So within the economy cabin, our customers will now have 4 seating options. They will have economy stretch for those that want a little bit of extra leg room. We have the standard economy seat. Sky Couch is still there. And then, of course, the world-leading and world-first Skynest. So 4 different options for our economy travellers. And I think one of the key things is that now wherever our customers choose to fly, whatever cabin on board the aircraft, they do have the option of a lie-flat experience should they choose to purchase one.
All right, Leanne, appreciate it. Leanne Garrity out of Air New Zealand.